Let's wrap up crunch time on a Tuesday. You go.
Speaking of society deteriorating, let's do the New York Mets, I ask.
What are you doing?
I think as human beings, we can put up with a lot of bad, annoying behavior if the other side is just honest with us. All we expect is for you to be straightforward. You want to do something I don't like? I'm not going to like it, but at least don't lie and act like you're a good person or whatever when you're not. That is the opposite of what the Mets did when they signed Tim Tebow. It isn't a publicity stunt, they said. We're not doing this to just sell jerseys, they told us. Well, that went right out the window this week when they began selling Tebow Mets jerseys on their team website. That's right. The number one selling uniform on the New York Mets website isn't Thor, isn't Cespedes for the rest of us. It's a player they just signed to play in their instructional league. A guy who will never sniff the big leagues in his life. And again, I have absolutely no problem with them doing this. It actually seems like a no-brainer, and honestly the only reason to sign Tebow in the first place. They're going to make a killing off of his likeness. But don't lie to me, Mets. I mean, we're idiots, but give us some credit. I mean, we're not Mets fans. Like, they're dumb enough to pay $120 a pop for these, so at least we still have that going for us, which is kind of nice as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Tennessee football fan Alexander Antonio, I ask.
What are you doing?
So they get paid a visit by Florida, arrival this Saturday, and the Vol faithful get a little nuts when the Gators visit Rocky Top. And this dingbat started a GoFundMe page for this reason. In anticipation of a dominating UT victory, even though that never happens, they've lost 11 in a row, the dough is supposed to pay for the funeral of Florida quarterback Austin Appleby.
Oh boy.
He's taken over for the injured Luke Del Rio, and the page itself, disturbing, our nation will have witnessed a nightmare, but no, this is what it said. Our nation will have witnessed the nightmare. Murder on live television. The quarterback himself has a sense of humor about it, but this Antonio dude is not a less, he's a moron, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I see what you did there. At least he has a dope first name. He's got that going for him.
Which is nice.
To Mark Helfrich, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we all get it. Brock Heward couldn't shut up about it. Oregon is different. They do things their own way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Live by the sword, die by the sword. I don't really so much have a problem with Oregon going for two every time. My problem is the way they're doing it. We have seen many versions of their two-point play this year in their three games, so nothing they did against Nebraska was sneaky at all. The Huskers saw all of it coming, which is probably why they stuffed it every time they tried, other than Charles Nelson going Superman from the five-yard line. The main issue is just that, though. You're putting the ball in the hands of Charles Nelson, all 5'9", 170 pounds of him, and asking him to run over linebackers or defensive linemen, or for God knows what reason, attempt passes to defensive end Justin Hollins. That pass play needs to be crumpled up, thrown in the biggest dumpster on earth, and burned with the fire of a thousand suns. Everyone is expecting it at this point. You aren't fooling anyone, so if you insist on going for two, put the ball in the hands of your fifth-year quarterback, maybe hand off to the best running back in the country. Just doesn't make sense, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Madison Bumgarner and Yasiel Puig, I ask.
What are you doing?
What the hell was that?
Right?
The first time anybody ever grounded out to the pitcher? Or are you still bent over something that happened in May of 2014? And, of course, the highly intellectual reasoning after. Because through an interpreter, Puig says, and I quote, "I just ran and he was looking in my direction. And he asked why I was looking at him. And then I asked him why he was looking at me." And, of course, both were taken off the playground at recess, put in detention, and forced to play I'm Rubber, You're Glue with Bender Johnson, Andrew Clare, and the rest of the Breakfast Club, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Are baseball players, like, do they have the softest egos in all of sports? It's unbelievable.
You looked at me wrong.
You looked at me wrong? What? So you're going to fight him for it? Ugh. Anyway, to the Los Angeles Rams, I ask.
What are you doing?
Curious how many Rams fans reacted to the 28-0 loss to the 49ers in week one. Were they expecting the loss, or did Hard Knocks' Jared Goff kind of have them thinking big things this season? Apparently, Rams owner Stan Kroenke was the former because immediately after it, he got serious about finalizing contract extensions for Jeff Fisher, who other than one season in Tennessee has never done anything good in the league, and GM Les Snead, who has only ever been a GM for the Rams. He was hired in 2012. They aren't good. A record of 28-37 under his watch. Apparently, if you want to make a ton of money and never accomplish anything in your job, all you need to do is find a job working for Stan Kroenke. We can't really overstate, by the way, how mediocre Jeff Fisher is since his time with Tennessee. It's like he excels at mediocrity. In fact, it could be argued that he is the reason franchises leave cities. Houston moved to Tennessee after his third season with them. St. Louis moved to LA after his fourth season with them. It's like the town sees he's their coach and immediately gets to
usually like what they do. I gotta ask TMZ.
What are you doing?
I know the Cleveland Browns situation has graduated to beyond a joke, even for arguably the most failed franchise the past half century of the major American team sports we follow. It's not jinxed enough. Robert Griffin III got hurt, then Josh McCown, meaning Cody Kessler, USC rookie, makes his debut as an NFL starter. But TMZ decided to track down Manziel. They actually asked him if he expects the phone to ring. Really? And I like his answer. I doubt that'll happen. Death, taxes, Oregon going for two after touchdowns, and no chance the Browns ever contact Johnny Football ever again are the most sure things going on right now as we ask.
What are you doing?
Set your clocks to it, my friend.